I don't know. I guess I have been to that intersection, but is there something unusual about Tonkaway Road and Fitch?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I was through there not long ago, and people go through there every day. So
I go there quite often because we go to Huntsville to visit friends, and that's the way we go. And no, there's not. It's
I guess it's just
normal
one of those statistical anomaly type thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had the problem in Bryan for a while. Was that Jones Road where we had so many accidents?
That was Villa Marie and 47.
Yeah.
That was because the 47 traffic didn't have to stop.
Right.
And that stop sign would kind of sneak up on people. Yep. And they put rumble strips. They put everything out there.
Flashing red lights.
Klaxons, basically, to get your attention.
Yeah. But the intersection you're talking about, it's not like a blind, there's no like blind curve or anything like that. No. Uh-oh.
Just a horrible accident happened out there.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. As promised.
Yeah, they're harmonizing.
Yeah.
Wow. Could you promise less of it next time?
That's only 17 seconds, and it sounds like forever, doesn't it?
Yeah, it felt like a lot longer. Yeah.
17 seconds, I'll never get back.
So the question is, who made the Olympic ring? Who made the Olympic rings?
You mean who designed them?
Yeah.
Huh.
His name is Baron Pierre de Corbetin.
I'm guessing he's been dead for a while.
Yeah. Founder of the modern Olympics, was a French aristocrat who had this enormous waxed mustache. In 1914, the Baron announced that he had designed a symbol for the 20th anniversary of the Games. This is truly an international emblem, he wrote. Of the five rings linked together to suggest the unity of humankind. Ah, but where did the Baron get his idea for the design?
Oh, did he steal it from someone?
Yes, he apparently did.
Oh.
Yeah. The design seemed to burst forth from the imagination of the Baron. But actually, Carl Lennertz, who is a historian, found out that the Baron had been perusing a magazine that had a Dunlop tire ad that had five bicycle tires. So, as much as they don't want to be commercial, apparently it was an advertisement for Dunlop tires that inspired the Olympic ring. So, there you go. Yeah. And what is the order of the colors? Do you know from left to right? Do you know? I mean, you've looked at it like a gajillion times since,
I know.
This weekend.
I never really paid attention.
That's my whole point.
Uh-huh.
That's my whole point.
But nobody required me to.
Blue,
either.
Red, black, green, and gold is the colors.
We know what they are. We just don't know what order they're in. And
Never felt compelled to memorize the order.
Yeah, well, didn't know there's going to be a pop quiz.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you could go put them colored shoe polish on your car window or something.
Or just on the door. Just paint it right there on the door.
So anyway, apparently, and again, I did not see it, but they had livestock, right? I mean, they put livestock down there on the field.
The opening ceremony?
Yeah,
at the very first of it they did. It was sort of a history of Great Britain. And
how long did that take?
Paying homage it was the whole 3 hours. It was a very well done show, except, of course, you all know the big controversy about NBC and what they cut out of it, right?
You
hadn't heard about this?
No.
Well, they evidently did a tribute to those who were killed in the 2005 London terrorist attack, the bombing in 2005, which happened the same day that London was awarded the Games, and 53 people were killed. And they did about a 15-minute tribute to those who died. NBC decided that really wasn't, wasn't for the American audience, so they ran a Ryan Seacrest interview with Michael Phelps instead.
All right.
Showing that.
That is awesome.
And the Brits were none too pleased about
imagine.
That.
I can imagine.
So that's been the big, matter of fact, if you go to NBCOlympics.com, that's the biggest comment about the NBC coverage is how rude that was.
Why did they think they needed to talk to Michael Phelps?
I...
Because, I mean, that didn't work out well, did
because
it?
Because he's Michael Phelps, and it was an opportunity to put Ryan Seacrest on the air since he doesn't get a lot of FaceTime.
But evidently, the rest of the world...
The rest of the world was
watching this moving tribute, which you can see on internet if you Google it or something like that. But it was quite a moving tribute that NBC didn't think we needed to see. So.
Okay, nor did the Olympics want to honor the Israeli athletes who were killed 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The other people just happened to be in a train station that blew up. Is that right?
Yeah.
As opposed to actually representing their country in the Olympic Village and defending them as they went to the airport. But, I understand. I'm not trying. No, that's fine. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Opening night of the Olympics, best ever for an Olympic Games that's not located in the U.S. Overnight Nielsen's gave a 33 share to the opening ceremonies, which was 8% better than those 2008 Beijing Games. Well, that was held in a bird's nest. What do you expect? And 22% better than the Athens games.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today on NBC, I mean, it started 7 minutes ago, the equestrian eventing and cross country.
Mm.
That's on the NBC Sportsnet.
Yes.
Women's basketball with the U.S. and Angola. That'll be on the NBC Sportsnet today at 4 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, swimming.
Swimming
on prime time.
Yes.
Oh, there we go. The first matchup between Michael Phelps and that other guy, Ryan, what's his name?
Lochte. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, Lochte.
See, that's the problem. He's got a hard to pronounce last name.
Uh-huh.
People are not going, that doesn't roll off your tongue like Phelps. That's easy to say. Hey.
Yeah. Well, Lochte beat Phelps like a stepchild the other day. And,
well, I'm sure all the stepchildren appreciate that.
Yeah. As a stepchild, let me...
sorry.
That's all right.
Just saying.
Yeah, 7:22. We'll save this. We have other Olympic sports that don't exist anymore, but we've already broken out more time than I thought that we were going to spend on that. By the way, today is the anniversary of the French national anthem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, is it... Why don't we just give up? Is that the name of their
friends? Why can't we be friends?
I don't know. Well, one more little Olympic thing. Maybe taking note that there are some foreigners in town. It appears that Harrods Department Store opened up their Christmas World department the earliest time it ever has.
Oh, right.
Yeah. 8,000 square foot department
store.
That's
just smart marketing, my
friend. Sure it is. Snow Globe Village. But you can't bring the snow globes back on the airplane. See, they don't tell you that.
Oh, that's because they're more than 6 ounces of fluid, is that right?
Something like that, yeah. Then there's the pop-up gingerbread shop front, the full-size alpine ski chalet. All that can be seen, and there it is. So, fascinating right there. Did you hear that they found a U-boat, a German U-boat, off the coast of Massachusetts?
God, I bet that crew's tired.
The U-550, which had wreaked havoc along the
hill. We're still waiting the orders.
Wow. Yeah,
that's right.
Oh.
Have we heard from Hitler yet?
Das Boot.
He's
das
dead.
Boot. When is the shore leave?
Guess you got enough sleep this weekend.
Maybe.
Amazingly, the sub totally intact. And the crew of the undersea search specialist who discovered it described it as the last undiscovered German warship along the eastern seaboard.
Well, until they discover another one.
So,
I mean, how can you make a statement like that and know that you're being accurate?
We missed it. Yeah,
so maybe officially the war wasn't over until, these people thought,
don't know.
We've got to come back in us here. Yeah.
Not all right. No winner Saturday night.
We'll regroup.
That's right.
No winner Saturday night.
You weren't prepared
night's...
for old men, old men, German.
Old German men. Yeah. No winner in Saturday night's drawing of the Powerball. So now we're talking about $158 million.
Yeah.
That's probably enough to go ahead and put a shekel down. That might work.
I don't know. I mean, shekel not going to buy very much. So.
That's true. $107 million cash value, by the way. Never mind, the chances are 195.2 million to one. Get you a group together and have a big time. The Center for Science and the Public Interest, basically they call themselves We Spoil Everybody's Fun, says the General Mills Nature Valley brand ain't all that natural. And as a matter of fact, they have filed a lawsuit against General Mills telling them they can't call it that anymore. Because their Natural Valley products contain non-natural, highly processed ingredients. So, as a result, it's not natural enough for them. It has to be 100% natural if sold in the state of California, apparently because they're going to file this suit on behalf of two California women who are and other California consumers who say it's not natural enough. So if you're eating General Mills Nature Valley brand, then I guess they're going to have to go to court to prove it's actually natural now.
Hmm.
See how that works out for them. Once again, that truth in advertising.